can I just get you to introduce yourself for me?
Sure. I'm Willie Dunn, and I am running for the District 9 seat on the Borough Assembly.
Let's start there. Why are you running for Borough?
Well, I have lived in this area for nearly 30 years, and I've followed Borough politics. I've served on the local Borough Advisory Planning Commission, and there's a seat open, and I thought it's my turn to give back. I've benefited from Borough services over many years, and I have the time and energy to give back a little bit now.
You mentioned you've done a little bit of work with the Borough before. Wondering if you can kind of expound on your own qualifications, your experience. What makes you, in your opinion, ready to take a seat on the Borough Assembly?
Sure. Well, as I said, I've lived here for a while, and having raised my family here and used the public school systems, I've followed the borough's role in public schools. I've used the hospital, and the borough is involved with the hospitals here. I've been active in public service. I've in addition to the local Borough Advisory Planning Commission, I've served on a number of boards and commissions here. The McNeil Canyon Elementary Site Council, the Alaska State Parks Advisory Board, as well as a number of other service organizations in town. So, a true citizen representative who would like to serve the borough and give something back for what I've received.
I'm wondering if there are any specific issues that you are hoping to, add your own distinct flavor to when, if you are elected to a seat. Anything that you have your eye on that you think you'd like to weigh in on?
Well, I am approaching this with no agenda. I know that there are a number of issues, including taxes and quite a few other issues that will come up. I saw a great article in the Homer News that Shama Lashbaugh wrote about the amount of exempted property from property taxes. So I think that's something the borough will be looking at, and I have a keen interest in that, to see how we could perhaps have some more equity in how properties are taxed. But I truly have no agenda. My agenda is to represent the people of the Southern Kenai Peninsula, to listen actively, and to make the best decisions for everybody.
Nothing specifically that you're trying to influence. I'm wondering if you have any specific goals or anything that you hope to, say you've accomplished once, if you are elected and once you finish your term.
Well, I would love to see the borough in a healthy fiscal situation. I consider myself a fiscal conservative, and that's difficult in the times we're facing now with reduced state expenditures and state income to the borough that's reducing. So my main goal would be to see the borough in a healthier fiscal situation than it is now. I know that people live here because, for many reasons, but because of the opportunities here. It's not just one industry. We have commercial fishing, we have tourism, we have oil and gas, we have quite a diversity of industries on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, and another goal would be to see those operate harmoniously, and to a healthy, clean environment produces a healthy economy.
Well, what are you going to be doing in the next coming weeks to get ready for the race?
Well, we've got a team of volunteers together, got a great team of volunteers, and we've had people just jumping right in, happy to help. We'll see how the competition turns out, see who else files to run for the assembly. Hopefully, I'd love to have some community discussions. We'll be meeting at a variety of places around the district to allow people to come meet me and ask questions. It would be great if KBBI had a coffee table forum for us to discuss those issues. And we'll also be posting, as things come along, we'll be posting them on our Facebook page, Willie Dunn for Borough Assembly on Facebook. So stay tuned.
Why, in your opinion, should people vote for you?
Well, as I said, I have no specific agenda. I'm not looking to push anything through or repeal anything. I'm an active listener. I feel I can work effectively with people of many different opinions. In my public service over the years, I've worked with the public quite a bit and learned to listen effectively and try and bring people together.